purposes.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. It's nice to see you all. I got a bit of a shock 2 weeks ago when I had the gospel reading for the first Sunday in Lent. And as you might expect, it was about Jesus spending 40 days in the wilderness being tempted by Satan. But in Mark's gospel, the whole event is covered in just one sentence. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Nothing to say how Jesus felt, no dialogue with Satan, just three bold statements. He was in the wilderness being tested, he was with the wild beasts, angels waited on him. So we never find out from Mark who said what to whom, but we are left with a sense of presence. Jesus and the wild beast seem to have coexisted in the wilderness. Neither attacked the other, neither ran away from the other. And the Spirit of God in the angels waited on him. So whatever else Jesus had to contend with in those 40 days, there was something constant, I think, and accepting and durable. And the scene obviously has echoes of the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve were surrounded by the animals, where God walked and spoke with them until they followed the snake instead and hid from God and lost their footing. But with the story of Jesus, it feels like Jesus has reclaimed the ground so that we can start again, not because we're entitled and not because our nature has fundamentally changed, but more because Jesus wants us to try again. Jesus wants us to grow. And Jesus will hold the ground steady for us while we do. So perhaps in Lent we can make room, give time, and help ourselves again to be present in the moment. Preachers are fond of asking people if they're a Mary or a Martha. Well, I spend most of every day in Martha overdrive, thinking of the things to be done, reading my first emails before I've even had a shower, let alone breakfast, distracted by many tasks, and stirred up thinking of verbal exchanges that haven't always gone well. So for me, it's a challenge to step back at the beginning or end of the day, at the beginning or end of the job, or maybe at the end of an hour to take stock and reflect and see how I feel and take note of what else is going on around me. And I don't find it easy. It's almost like having to steer hard in a different direction from the way I would normally go. But I can get out of my narrow little tunnel when I look out of the window and see the birds flying around, when I see new leaves on plants, when I think how nice it is to have these few minutes of time. And as Jane said yesterday, the days are growing lighter, but often more to see because each day it's not just beginning and beginning earlier, ending later. It's because there is more light in the day, the sun's higher in the sky, and there's more chance that we'll hear or feel or see things that we didn't notice earlier in the year, just because more light is shed on them. And they're not always pretty things either. 3 days ago, 2 days ago at church, our mass started 10 minutes late, because in the spring light, somebody had suddenly seen a spider's web with a spider dangling from it. And we absolutely could not start the service without finding the cobweb brush and eradicating spider web and all. But we can sit with ourselves. We can see what we can see. We can feel what we can feel. We can share it with God. And sometimes in Lent, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. So many things to improve. Where to begin? Is there any help for us? But somebody reminded me recently that when Jesus invites a person to change, he generally mentions just one thing, like that Radio 4 program. And perhaps we can focus on just one thing without feeling bogged down and without it jostling among all the other one things. And for me, just one thing turns out to be about affirming other people, which has a nice side effect because it makes you a bit more positive towards yourself. What can we say to encourage the other? What do we notice? What do we see in the whole network of their lives, not just in the thing that triggers a reaction in us? So we can sometimes move from judgmental to accepting if we know that Jesus is on the field as well, ready to help, which takes us back to presence, presence of the other person, presence of Jesus, being present to ourselves, all present, all having a chance to be present to each other, whether or not we tell each other so. And your just one thing might be completely different, but just as much moving you towards God and into the present moment. One Christmas, a friend gave me a book of poems compiled by Rowan Williams, former Archbishop of Canterbury. And I was reading one of them on Saturday, and it seems to speak to the art of living in the present moment and avoiding overload. And it's a very short poem, so I'll read it. And it's a poem about a melting snowflake. And the poet makes a very surprising comparison with Mary Magdalene meeting Jesus at the tomb. And the poem's called Noli Me Tangere, which means do not touch me. This is it. In the blue sky, the flake hesitates once more, the last flake of a heavy snowfall. And it's as if she was coming into the garden. She who must surely have dreamt how it might be. This gaze, this simple God, with no remembrance of the grave, no thought but bliss, no future, but dissolving in the blueness of the world. No, he would say to her, don't touch me. But even saying no would be a ray of light. And Rowan Williams writes down some thoughts about the poem. And among them, he says, the no this snowflake utters is illumination for us. And he says, there's nothing but the recognition of being recognized, the simplicity of being seen and acknowledged. Yet without any of our routine wants or fears or hopes being met in any straightforward way. I am recognized, yet my turbulent and confused ego is sidelined. There is nothing but the recognition of being recognized, the simplicity of being seen and acknowledged. Yet without any of our routine wants or fears or hopes being met in any straightforward way. I am recognized, yet my turbulent and confused ego is sidelined. And that's some of what we have the chance to explore over the next few days and weeks.